Okay, today I am going to disprove what scientists claim is the age of the Earth. Scientists claim of how old the Earth is. So, I looked up a few things on the computer, on the internet, about these facts. And so there is an article by the Huff Post, and it says, can we measure the Earth's age according to the Bible? Okay, and it says the answer is by C. Stuart Hardwick, award-winning, get this now, science fiction author on Quora. Okay, so now let's get into the dynamics of all of these things. Okay, so first I looked up Stuart. I checked out his website and read his bio a little bit. And I'll read you a little bit of it. You don't need to know all of it. But he says he's a real Southerner from South Dakota, where the Wild West and the space age rub elbows. He said he wanted to terraform Mars or be a billionaire who hired astronaut to terraform Mars. So instead he became a writer. And he says it's been working out pretty well. He won the prestigious Writers of the Future contest. And he got flown to LA for a week-long writer's workshop taught by Tim Powers and some other people. So he won the Jim Bain Memorial Award. And he went back to LA where he met Rod Roddenberry, Harry Hamlin, and the renowned scientist Dr. Frank Drake and Dr. Freeman Dyson. Okay, so he is well known, I guess, inside of that community. And along the way, he's become a Quora top writer for many science writing, for his science writing, and an editor of sci-fi anthologies, and he just got booked for his first speaking engagement, which he thinks that's cool. Okay, so Stuart, what he says, I'm glad he said this too. He says that the Earth solidified 4.5 billion years ago. And according to other science things I looked up, that's about the age that they give it. They give the Earth. That's about the age that they say the Earth is. They said Earth solidified itself 4.5 billion years ago, plus or minus 1%. He said that's a fact. And if your belief is not aligned in this fact, then you are what we call wrong. That's what he said. Now, I'm glad he said that because that's the way I believe. You know, so I can understand, you know, him feeling that way. Because my belief is this. If your belief does not align with God and what the Bible says, then you are what we call a fool. Because the Bible says the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. So that is my belief on that. And first of all, to say the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. Do you know how long that is? I mean, be real. That doesn't even sound right. 4.5 billion? And you mean to tell me that you're able to know that through science? How? Okay. Well, let's look that up. Let's see how they say they know this. Okay, science has really gotten very sophisticated in their explanation of how they figure that they know how old the universe is and the earth. And one of the fancy words they use that tells about the age of the earth is the earth's accretion. So if you are a dumb person like me that doesn't really, you know all of this high technology, fancy, scientific, you know, stuff I will read you the definition of accretion. It's in astrophysics. It is the accumulation of particles into a massive object. You know, massive as in massive like the Earth. I mean, so all of these particles accumulated into a massive object and accumulated into the Earth. So how they accumulated into the Earth was by a gravitationally attracting more. They did it by gravitationally attracting more matter, typically gaseous matter, into an accretion disk. So let me let you know one thing. Usually, if you let somebody talk long enough about something that's not true, they will tell you the lie. They will mess up, and they will tell you something that they know that it is a lie, that they are lying about this. So as they go on into the explanation of the accretion of the earth, they say that most astronomical objects, such as galaxies, stars, and planets, are formed by accretion process. Okay, so that right there tells you that now they have blown themselves out of the water and they have exposed a lie. Because didn't they say it takes millions, if not billions, of years for this to all take place? So then how would they have known? How could they know that that's how it happened? They're acting like they've watched it happen. Most galaxies, stars, and planets are formed by an accretion process. You mean most of them are? You mean some of them aren't? How are the others created then if they're not accreted or whatever? So, we can have someone say the word really slowly and make it a little more believable. DJ, will you put that track on for me, please? Oh, and speaking of slow, this guy here, C. Stewart, he must think that we are slow. You must think that we are slow, Mr. Hardwick, because he gives an argument basically saying that the Archbishop of the Church in Ireland, James Ussher, which was the Archbishop of the Church of Ireland in 1656, that he came up with a creation date, and he basically said that, I guess, basically that it was 4,000, basically roughly years before Christ came, and so then we can kind of add the time from there, because that's where we have the AD coming to play. Yeah, so he disses the Archbishop, and he says that the 6,000 year age was arrived by him, the 17th century Irish Archbishop, who counted up estimates. This is Mr. Stuart Hardwick. This is his statement about how roughly the 6,000 year explanation came into play. I mean, he was saying that the Archbishop of Ireland counted up estimates of the ages of Abraham's family listed in the Old Testament and calculated that the creation began on Saturday, October 22nd, 4004 BC at 6 p.m. And then he says, really? I don't know if he means like he really said that or like he's saying, really? Okay. That's a good argument. That's a good tactic. That's why I like this guy. You know, that's a good tactic because he wants to pick someone and basically try to make them sound like they are being, they're sounding foolish, which I don't know how anyone could think that anything sounds more foolish than the solar system accreted out of nothing, and it just happened on its own, and the whole earth just accreted, and then all of this was created. Water came onto the earth, grass came onto the earth, air came onto the earth, trees and vegetations that bear fruit came onto the earth, animals came onto the earth, water, animals that live in the water came onto the earth. And last but not least, we came onto the earth. And it's all just happened. That is the most ignorant, most foolish, absurd, preposterous thing that I have ever heard man say, is that that's how we got here. So the simple fact is that a person either believes the Bible or they believe science. And it just comes down to that simple explanation, that simple fact. Either you believe science or you believe God. If you believe God wrote the Bible, then you know that God knows that you know what a day is. A day is not, it is not billions and millions of years, millions of billions of years. A day is a day. Okay? So stop believing these absurd assertions made by these absurd scientists. I'm not saying that scientists don't know a lot of things, but they don't know how the universe was created, that's for sure. How could they know that? I mean, does man want to make himself seem so high and mighty and intelligent that he wants to tell us that he can tell us how the earth was created? The only logical explanation is God's explanation. That's the only logical explanation, that there is a God. Other than that, everything else seems to be, it doesn't seem, everything else is the most ridiculous. Nothing blows up and creates something. When things blow up, it destroys things. Didn't a bunch of particles did not decide one day or did not accidentally create this giant mass that you live on that is fully equipped with everything you need for life. And it did not create two of every kind of species, a male and a female version, so that the population could continue to grow. I mean, whoa, this is just, I gotta take a break.